Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, 1040 O Street, live in effect. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients, and Butcher Shop. A lot going on, obviously, in college football. A lot going on here in Lincoln, even on a bye week. Trying to get back on the on the right track. But nevertheless, they released their first college football playoff bracket last night, DP and Austin. There were some teams left out on the first out or whatever, and you know, some feelings were hurt and all that. But we'll start with the first teams out, the first and second team out, right? And I think these are two teams, at least one in particular, that you don't want to play. And first team out is SMU. Now, I think they'll control their destiny as they keep going, but they are not the old SMU of throw it all around and when they were in the AAC and, you know, it'd be 52-55. The second team out, which had a quarterback change, is Texas A&M. So those are the two teams outside looking in. You guys in agreement with that?
No.
You wanted SMU in there?
I told you how I process.
If you want Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines
in
there?
Well, if you're going to rank teams who are likely to finish at the level that they're currently playing at, like, I'm not giving you credit for work you haven't done, and I'm certainly not going to devalue the work that you've done already. So who's going to beat Army?
Every team up there?
No. They'll get him in January, but before then, who's going to get him?
Like, if they all played this weekend?
No, if Army
Notre Dame's left on their schedule.
Notre Dame is the one, right? So they've got a one-game playoff, basically. Army has a one-game playoff.
Yeah, so Notre Dame would be out. We don't like Golden Domers anyway.
But Army's not getting in as an at-large. Even if their record of, you know, whatever in one or...
If they're undefeated, you got to put them in.
The committee already told you they won't, even if they should.
If Commissioner Pearson is in,
they're in. So what number?
I'm not telling America's finest.
So would they be in? Would they be in over Boise?
I'm at least giving them a 12. Are you kidding me? Undefeated Boise? I owe you. What do I owe Boise State?
No, I'm just asking who you put them in there. Boise's number 12.
Alabama has two losses. They've already shown a proclivity to making mistakes in critical moments.
So would you put them in over Alabama or Boise?
Both.
Well, you only can pick one.
Oh, okay.
Remember, Nick Saban is watching.
Sorry, Uncle Nick.
Nicholas.
Listen, if you've had a perfect season, then you get credit for a perfect season. Mm. And there are too many. Like, if you've lost two games, I don't care that you lost two games in the SEC. You lost two games. Sorry, you knew the rules. You had the same rules that Army has. Guess what? You got to win your games. Don't put them on the schedule if you can't beat them. That's pretty simple. Pretty simple. Boise State, I'm not mad at them, but I'm not impressed by them. I love the running game. I love what you're doing. You're gonna have you got a Heisman Trophy candidate. But are they having one of the 12 best seasons so far?
They're having the best season according to this out of the group of five. Mm-hmm. They've played the best better competition.
Where does Army rank in the group of five?
Three.
And
where are they at, Austin?
Right.
I'm trying to double check.
Are we fair in saying that Army is having a better season than Boise State?
They're having a better season for Army than Boise State's having for Boise State. But that's also, like, Boise State is having a pretty dang good year for them.
I'm just not married to the idea.
I wouldn't be opposed if they put an Army in this one.
Alabama and Boise are cusp teams only because I don't think that they've had the kind of seasons that if Boise was undefeated, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this then.
Yep.
Okay, so I'll agree. Alabama should maybe be on the outside looking in, Boise, yep, and then maybe Army. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Notre Dame, number 10? Now, mind you, the last time we talked about this, this was after they lost to Northern Illinois. Now, Northern Illinois came back the next week and lost, but Notre Dame doesn't have any sexy wins after that. They've been consistent and worked their way up.
A&M.
A&M is
no,
is,
I said after that. They beat
A&M week one.
A&M was week one, and then they lost Northern Illinois at home.
Well, they did the thing. They knocked off an undefeated Navy team. So you did a thing where you gave somebody their only loss. So that makes sense.
Okay, that's it.
And then they're going to get.
They beat Louisville. It's top 25 team.
Right. They're going to get Army, which is a playoff game for both of them. Mm. Like, if the system is done right, the schedule does the weeding for them.
Yeah.
And that if Army beats Notre Dame, hey, they expect the key to the dance, right? Oh, my key should get me in a hotel. If they beat Notre Dame, 100%.
Hey, man, I know you love BYU.
Say what you say.
But you riding hard.
You know
for
I do.
Army.
You know
it
I
was
do.
Navy and Army, Air Force, Marines. I know you going for it, man. But I'm talking about Notre Dame.
Well, for West Point,
I do not think Notre Dame. I know they will be in there. I don't think they should be in there because they do play USC, but see, USC doesn't bring any value now.
The rest of their schedule is Florida State, Virginia, Army, USC.
Right, so
their playoff game is Army.
Yes, I'm agreeing with you, but I'm just saying in totality, just the whole thing, they haven't been impressive enough. Well, number one, you lost Northern Illinois.
They've been
at the crib. Now they've been consistent.
And who did Alabama lose to? Second loss?
We already said they're out.
Okay.
Though.
Okay.
We already said they are out.
Everybody above.
Because here's what I would argue.
Everybody above Notre Dame.
I would say this. Alabama has had a tougher road than Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame's only lost once. They both can be out for me. I'd rather almost put SMU in there if you want to start putting in some new blood. Because Notre Dame's schedule has not set up for them. See, because, like, remember when they played Alabama? Their ultimate, like, last little card or joker was USC. That is gone.
Yeah, but they can't control that.
What the other teams do, right?
That you can't control that USC, Florida State, and Virginia.
No, we can't.
All stank the bed.
But you can control. You didn't get. You got beat at home, though.
Well, but then you're asking for perfect seasons from everybody above them, including Tennessee, which you can't say. You can't say that about it. Indiana's not going to finish undefeated. At least we don't believe that they are. Penn State just took an L.
But here's why I can ask Notre Dame to be undefeated.
Okay.
Because they have consciously chose not to join a conference, a Power Four conference. They have chosen to be independent. So now I'm going to judge you independently from everybody else.
I'm good with that. With that logic.
Because everybody's gotten in line, mm-hmm, and you have constantly gotten out of line.
Even though
you are the Golden Domers,
yep,
and hold a lot of cachet,
yep,
well, you crapped out at home.
Yep.
So and now I can judge you differently, as you said you wanted to be judged differently.
You allowed it.
Right.
You allowed
good,
it.
I'm glad we see there. See, look, man, we compromise. Look at you people out there. See how we do this? Now, right? I'm going to tell you, if these games had to be played, so the way it looks is on here, Boise State at Ohio State. I think Ohio State would win that game, but it'd be good. Alabama at Texas, rematch from last year.
Yep.
I probably would think Texas. Then you have Notre Dame at Penn State. I think it depends on If James Franklin, who, you know, it's a coin flip.
Yeah.
But I think the most interesting game, if they were played today, is Indiana at Tennessee. Who would you guys like?
I don't.
That would be, I think that would be the best game.
We don't know what kind of monster Indiana really is. Like, I think what they did to Nebraska is the most impressive thing that I've seen all season. Because they took, which Nebraska has its problems, but Indiana said, I'm going to take your problems and I'm going to stomp a mud hole in you.
Mm.
Because of it. To have the season that they're having.
Oh, yeah. And they seem to be getting better. That's the problem I would be worried about.
Right.
That's what, and Cignetti is just sitting back. Yo, he's on the punchable list.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's fair.
He said, just punch me.
That's fair.
These are two wildly disparate teams because Tennessee came in with a lot of hype, right? Fringe playoff contender coming into the year, and Indiana came out of nowhere. I still, in my head, can't wrap my mind around just how mediocre Tennessee's offense has been for the last month and a half.
For as much talent as they have.
Nico did take a step forward to start the year, but it hasn't sustained. That would be super Styles make fights, right? Do I think that Tennessee's defense can hold down Indiana's offense? Not really. Do I think Indiana's defense could hold down Tennessee's offense? Not really. I lean Tennessee because I know a little bit more about them, but maybe I'm just continually looking over and past Indiana.
And that's why
Georgia's sitting there staring them in the face. Like Georgia, they're on the schedule. And you got to go down Tennessee? Between the hedges. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go down in between the hedges.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure that plays out, right? Because
That'll play out. But I was talking about these two teams played this weekend. And here's what
I'm telling you. I would rather see Indiana win a first round game and then get Miami. That's what I want to see.
Indiana's playoff. Cool. They've got a wild card game this Saturday against Michigan. Then they have to travel to Columbus, Ohio.
After a bye.
After a bye to face the Buckeyes. And then you can have the conversation.
Then rivalry. Old Duck and Bucket.
Right.
They play Purdue.
Right? So all of that, BYU's playoff starts this weekend. You got to face the Utes. And no matter what.
That's a big one.
Yeah, like that. That's a big one. That could come up and jump up and bite you. I'm not sure anybody else on the schedule is going to get them if Utah doesn't get them. I'm not buying that Kansas, Arizona State, or Houston are going to jump up and get them. I don't see that. So I think
where's that game against Houston at?
Houston is in Provo.
Oh yeah, if it was.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus Ground Chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Houston. It's going to be in the snow.
Houston
playing in the snow.
If BYU had to drive through the third and fifth ward to get to that game,
yeah, hey, they got Kansas State last week.
I would pay to be on that that bus.
Hey, they'd be like BYU. This. They'd be looking for. Hey, we played a preseason game when I got down to Houston. We played at the University of Houston. I said, hey, got off the bus. There was Scarface right there. Here's my thing about Indiana. Here's what's actually most impressive about Indiana. Yes, they got Nebraska and beat us. Obviously, that's just, you know, obviously that's, you know, factual. The most more impressive thing about Indiana is that next week they started their backup quarterback. They were winning at halftime, but the Washington was closer. The thing that was very impressive with them is that when they made the decision that we are going to get into a street fight, they turned it on just like that. And they ran it like 20 some times in the second half and threw it six. Mm-hmm. So what that let me know is that they are portable. And that's what I'm telling you. That's where I would be a little like cautious and nervous about them. Sure. Because if you think that, here's why I think that they could be scary going to Penn State or what, you know, say like they were able to, you know, mix up and they play it at on a road and it's a cold game. And because you're, you know, everybody thinks that they just throw around the park. They've shown you that they have practiced the ability to be physical. If they've practiced the ability to be physical on offense and execute at a high level and run it and beat you up, that means defense is ready.
Yeah.
You know, that's what makes them scary. And that's why if they played this game this weekend, right, Indiana at Tennessee, and with Tennessee's offense struggling, where it seems like feast or famine with Nico, and with their defense, I think it was number 27 is a dude, but they're not very disciplined. That's where I think Indiana would go in there and possibly walk the dog on them. That's why, because they're more consistent.
Sure.
Right.
Does Penn State, do they win out? Is that a Washington, Purdue, Minnesota, Maryland?
Do you trust them to win out? If they beat,
I do. They did the Penn State thing. They're doing the Penn State thing. They'll beat everyone on their schedule except someone that's more talented.
But doesn't that?
Where's the game at Washington? Is it at Penn State?
At Penn State, at Purdue, at Minnesota, home against Maryland.
That Minnesota game is a trap game. They're going to back. They're going.
I think Minnesota will have cooled off by then.
They're going to. Doesn't matter. They're going to Minneapolis, but they're going to face some demons.
Don't you want? As Captain Chaos, I want Penn State. I want James Franklin to win the rest of his regular season games.
You do?
To shut up Penn State fans.
It like
they,
up.
They dog him. They dog him.
Yeah, they do.
They dog they do him.
Yeah, they do.
And they do. Listen, you're. I know we are Penn State. I'm still not sure what that means, but like, be careful what other people think that means. To say that, well, because we can't beat Ohio State, you're a terrible coach.
Yeah.
No, give that dude credit for being a one-loss team in the Big Ten Conference.
Yeah. Year in and year out, yeah.
With not the easiest recruiting job in the Big Ten, right?
Yeah, because I'm telling you, as much as people think it's hard, remember when Bo used to always say it's hard to get guys here? It's hard to get guys up in Happy Valley, man. Oh. Now, granted, they have a better recruiting pool in the state of Pennsylvania, but it's not as easy as you think. James Franklin is definitely a big time coach. All jokes aside, I do think that they'll win out and they'll get in. And you know, the one thing about Penn State, to me, is more mental offensively. They're talented. They're physical. Their defense is, you know, always there. They have to figure out how to play offense and how to play offense in big time games. Now, they faced a team in Ohio State that showed a competitiveness that Ohio State hadn't showed. And that's why I was saying, you know, the one of the best statements Michael Jordan ever said was, you know, look, man, you up by 5-6 points, you can talk junk. Let's see what you say. Let's see what you do when you're down 5 or 6 points. Well, in this case, Ohio State was down 10 points, and they raised their level of intensity. Mm-hmm. And they went higher than Penn State couldn't match.
Now, but they've done that every year for the last 8 years.
But this was different, though. When they were saying, like, bringing on, like, Ohio State kind of, like, cruised into, you know, they kind of, like, out-athlete you, where they, remember when they had JT Barrett and Braxton Miller was playing slot, and then they just kind of one play and they got him? No. That game was, like, bringing on. That's the edge that they didn't have. Where Penn State, if they could take that as a learning lesson, and kind of, you know, like manifest that or kind of build on that, talent wise, they would give people, they would, there's not a team on there that they couldn't go and beat.
And that's four Big Ten teams currently sitting.
Yeah, we talked about that.
In that space. Who's most likely to fall out? Because remember,
probably Indiana.
But remember, Ohio State has a loss already. Penn State has a loss already. Indiana gets two hiccups. Them's the rules. We don't make them. They get two hiccups. Right? I only think they take one. I think there's one loss in their.
You
in
think they state. Beat Michigan?
Yeah, I think there's one loss in this. But Ohio State, Oregon looks like it has a cake. It has Cupcake City.
Mm-hmm.
So then it becomes, especially for them, then it's Ohio State. Ohio State, can Ohio State lose a game late in the season? Because if they lose the second loss
season, to Indiana,
Alabama then has just cause to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. We're playing better now than they are. If Alabama wins out and Ohio State doesn't, that 1-2 loss team that gets in, because there will be one because America, it's going to be whoever loses farthest away, like most early in the season. It's not going to be a late loss 2-2 loss team. That's Penn State, Ohio State, that you're losing. You're going to have in your last three or four games a one. And that's tough.
Yeah, it's tough because Ohio State has the soft landing as their number two in the nation right now. And Alabama is 11. Mm-hmm. So Alabama, I think that it will come down to style points. I think if they both have two losses, the Ohio State will still get in.
What's Ohio State's best win right now? Penn State? What's Ohio State's second best win?
Nebraska. No, I'm just playing.
That's what the board says.
Did they play someone in the non? No, they kind of cakewalk through non-con.
Yeah, and they lost to Oregon.
Yeah.
Like it's,
what's Alabama's second best win after Georgia? That'll come into play.
It's going to have to be what's on the schedule the rest of the season.
Because I think that Ohio State can afford another loss if it's to Indiana. That's a top 10 team. If Ohio State loses to Michigan again, though, they're on the road in the first round.
Bama's best win is going to have to be Saturday against LSU.
And Bama loses that one, they're done.
Because Mercer, Oklahoma.
Man, he might be fired.
Mercer at Oklahoma and Auburn. You know? And Auburn.
Yeah.
Right? None of those move the needle.
Mercer does. Where is
Mercer? Shout out to 20. Was that 2013?
For James Mercer.
And they beat Duke.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Was it Lehigh and then it was Lehigh and then Mercer. Oh. CJ McCollum and then the Mercer coach dancing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't worry. Brutality. I remember.
Man, it's crucial, man. You know, like, you know, a team that could actually cause some real chaos though is my man Lane. He was at his press conference. He said they're only two plays away from being undefeated. Somehow, some way, if they're able to upset the Bulldogs, they're right back in business. They beat the number three team. They're back in business. They're what, 16? If LSU, Alabama, that's the elimination game. Tennessee, Duke's down the leg. The moment's too big. Here comes Lane. Hottie toddy.
Well, I'm getting tickets. So Mississippi too. State at Georgia.
No, they got Georgia at home, at Florida, Mississippi State. You beat Georgia, you back in the conversation.
No, they're at Georgia.
It says Ole Miss at home, or Ole Miss has Georgia at home. They're at Florida and Mississippi State at home.
You really think, in your mind, that's a conversation that we're going to have to? You think Ole Miss can rattle us off? What's their current record? Are they
7-2?
That second loss.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying
if they
beat Georgia and then blow out Florida and blow out Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl, and Tennessee does what Tennessee usually does,
they could be and them and Alabama looking at each other. But I also like the idea. I mean, there's a part of me that likes the idea of having Alabama and Ole Miss playing on the road in January, in December. Austin, imagine Alabama having to go to Boise State in December.
That would be funny.
Like,
sign me up.
Hey, man.
That's my take, like, is that the fifth champion should still get a first-round home game.
It's going to be fantastic.
But they don't.
That's all right. They'll be okay.
Well, but they'll be the higher seed over if Alabama or Ole Miss or a 12 or an 11. Like, they're going to be a higher seed.
But we just saw the committee's not going to do that. Oh. The committee told us.
The committee thinks they're not going to do this. This season is going to play them in a way.
But this is the year I think they're especially not going to do it. If we're 5 years in and there's a team that from the group of five that's consistently in and around the playoff rankings, maybe they'll be considering moving up to 10.
You know what I want? You know what I want to see? I want Alabama to be the 12th seed and that they have to go to West Point and play Army.
I want that, but it's just not going to happen.
Like, give me that.
But, dog, Tennessee has to go to Georgia on primetime, okay?
Mm-hmm.
L. Because you know what Kirby going to bring out, that what he said. You know what he says about Tennessee. He says they soft, and he's like, they can run, but they can't hide. And he starts saying, and then Tennessee ends the season.
In Nash Vegas.
At Vanderbilt.
I need one of these SEC teams to have to go to Provo in the snow. I need that.
That would be funny.
I'm sorry, but I need to see the SEC. I need to see the Southern boys in the snow, in 6 inches of snow.
In a blizzard.
Hey, bro. Would you talk about Provo, Utah in December? Come on. I'm all in. Let's go.
Man, we're going to take a break, come back, and we'll get to you. We'll get to your text, man. There are a lot of them, man. Talking about Notre Dame, so forth and so on. Indiana as well. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.